Hello, and welcome to Hoengo, Lesson 23. Today, popular Japanese foods for foreigners. 外国人にとって人気和食 Popular Japanese foods. So let's get started. Before we start, don't forget, this month in Tokyo, we'll have a small seminar. Hoengo.com 行って詳しい情報もありますから。Let's get started. Here we go.Hello everyone and welcome to Hoengo. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to this episode, number 23. 今日は外国人にとって top 10 人気 Japanese food. でも始まる前、Hoengo.com で皆さんが聞きたいことがあったら出せるところがあります。そして最近いろんな質問が来ましたから、それをちょっと答えていこうと思ってますね。Number one、最近もらった質問は、駅まで車で送りますよ。So, there are many different ways to say this, but I think a simple way, 一番簡単な言い方は、I can give you a ride to the station.I can give you a ride to the station. それか、駅まで送ってあげようよ。I will give you a ride to the station. I will give you a ride to the station. Next question. 次もらった質問は、電車で乗り換えで困ってる外国人を助けたいって書いてありました。その時で、やっぱりその外国人がどっか行きたいでしょ? So first, let's ask, 大丈夫ですか? Or, 手伝いますか? そしてその困ってる外国人に、Can I help you? Can I help you? それか、May I help you? あと、駅にいるから、どっか行ってるところですから、どこに行きますか?どこに行ってますか?も聞いていいと思う。Where are you going? Where are you going? Can I help you? Where are you going? And one more question. この旅館には、和室と洋室、露天風呂、客室、特別室がございます。So it looks like this question is maybe on the phone when you're telling foreigners the types of rooms you have. So we have, ございますね。We have 和室。A Japanese styled room. と洋室。A Western Japanese styled room.露天風呂客室。We have private baths for all rooms. それか、all rooms have private outdoor baths ですね。露天風呂は外ですから。特別室もあります。特別室は deluxe room、それか deluxe suite。一番使われてると思う。全部まとめてと、At this 旅館, we have Japanese-styled rooms, Western Japanese-styled rooms, and all the rooms have private outdoor baths. We also have deluxe suites. でいいと思います。みなさん、もし質問があったら、ぜひ、書いてください。もしかしたら、日本で、誰か、全く同じ悩みか質問がありますから、私は、できれば、答えてあげたいと思ってます。If you have a question, I'm sure someone else might have the same question. So please, don't be embarrassed. Go to hoengo.com, leave a message.And I will try to answer your question. Okay. では、popular Japanese foods for foreigners. 今日のポッドキャストは、ちょっとクイズ用な番組で行こうと思ってますね。So today will be a quiz-styled podcast. I will give you hints about the food, and you think about what it is. Okay, so let's get started. These are the top 10 foods foreigners enjoy in Japan. Number 1. まず英語で説明しますね。Simply put, this is raw fish served on rice, seasoned lightly with vinegar. It has a variety of flavors and textures, like creamy sea urchin, or plump and juicy shrimp. And despite its fancy image, it has humble origins as street food. And it doesn't get any fresher than a visit to Tsukiji or Odawara fish markets. わかりましたか?やっぱりすごく人気ありますから、もしかしたら raw fish でわかったと思いますね。あの生魚、raw fish。答えは sushi。It's sushi。So, uni is sea urchin. Shrimp, ebi. Alright, let's go to number two. But before we get to number two, I'm sorry, today's transcript is also available for free at hoego.com. 今日のトランスクリプトを無料でダウンロードできます。hoego.com で。Number two. This is a deep-fried food introduced by Portuguese traders hundreds of years ago. The batter-coated seafood and vegetables are traditionally fried in sesame oil and served with a little pinch of salt or a dish of soy sauce flavored broth with grated radish for dipping. わかりましたか?じゃあ聞き取った大事な言葉は多分 deep fried揚げました。Introduced, 紹介された by Portuguese traders. Traditionally, 伝統的に served with a little salt or some grated radish. Radish は大根ですね。答えは? The answer is tempura.All right, next, number three. Here we go. This is river eel grilled over charcoal and coated with sweet soy sauce. And according to folklore, it can help protect you from the hot, sweltering heat and humidity of Japanese summers.わかったんかな? So, eel. Eel はうなぎですね。And according to folklore, and このうなぎ丼 can help protect you from the humidity. やっぱり日本の夏はすごく蒸し暑くて、暑くて。So, 蒸し暑いは humid. Humid. All right.Next, let's go to number 4 on the popular Japanese food list. This is part meal and part work of art. It's Japan's highest form of food experience. It originated centuries ago with the tea ceremony in Kyoto. There's no menu. just many small courses arranged beautifully on plates and dishes. And only the freshest ingredients are used. And each dish is designed to remind you of the current season. Presentation and taste of these dishes is to be appreciated and enjoyed. Okay, how was that? What was number four? So, some hints were food experience originated with tea ceremony in Kyoto. Freshest ingredients. Presentation. 答えは? The answer is 懐石. 懐石料理。私も一回でも経験したことありませんから、できれば近いうちに食べてみたいですね。All right, next, number five. Here we go. Number five is enjoying great popularity in other countries. These are noodles in a salty broth. And I think it's Japan's favorite late night meal. It's also a perfect example of an imported dish. Imported from China, but the Japanese have made it completely and deliciously their own. There are four major soup types. One made from pork bone, another made from miso, another from soy sauce, and another from salt. Fukuoka is famous for its rich tonkotsu. Hokkaido, it's miso. And Odawara has a local specialty as well. I think this one was easy. This one is ramen. This week I ate ramen 3 times. もう今週も3回食べまして、もうすごく大好きだけど、ちょっととりあえず休憩しなきゃですね。But 美味しいラーメンはもうみんな好きなラーメンありますよね。Yeah. So next, here we go. Number 6 on the top 10 popular Japanese foods for foreigners. These are long, thin buckwheat noodles. They have been a long staple of Japanese cuisine, especially in the mountains where buckwheat grows better than rice. The noodles are served in hot soy sauce flavored soup or at room temperature on a bamboo mat with broth on the side for dipping. How was it? Did you get it? So, buckwheat. Buckwheat is soba. So, soba. I think that's easy. Something I like. I really enjoy soba. One of my best memories is experiences is eating soba at the station, at the train stations, late at night, standing up with all these busy people around us. So soba is a great food. And a little lighter than ramen too, I think. Okay. Next, here we go. Next is number 7. This Japanese food gets its name from the sound of thin slices of beef or pork being swished around with chopsticks in a bubbling broth. It's very diverse dish with plates of meat brought to the table for the diners to cook themselves. It only takes one moment of the meat in the hot water to cook and to be dipped in a sauce and eaten with vegetables. What's this? Number 7 is shabu shabu. So I use the word swish. Swish, swish. Shabu, shabu. So swishing is the same word as shabu, shabu. Japanese is so interesting because it has many different words for different verbs and activities. Next, number 8. This might be one of my favorite Japanese foods. If you translate this word, it means grilled as you like. It's Japanese comfort food at its best. And it's like a savory pancake that can be filled with almost anything, but usually cabbage and pork, and topped with fish flakes, dried seaweed, mayonnaise, and a sauce. It's lots of fun, and at most restaurants, you can make it yourself with a hot plate in front of you. Yes, number 8 was okonomiyaki, grilled as you like. Okonomiyaki is one of my favorite foods, and I enjoy going to the restaurant and making it myself. It's a wonderful experience that many foreigners remember and treasure about their visit to Japan. Next, number 9. This popular food is breaded and deep-fried pork. And like tempura, many people think this food was introduced to Japan when trading with European countries hundreds of years ago. It has a European origin, but the ingredients and attention to detail are thoroughly Japanese. Especially delicious when it's Kurobuta from Kagoshima. It's tender, served with a side of miso soup, and usually a mountain of shredded cabbage. Some of the best I've ever had was at a restaurant called Kizaemon in Odawara. Number 9 was tonkatsu. Next, number 10, the last one. What do you think it is? So we've listed the top 9 popular Japanese foods for foreigners. Sushi, tempura, unagi, kaiseki, soba, shabu shabu, ramen, okonomiyaki, tonkatsu. Nani to omimasu ka? Nani ga tarinai desu ka? All right, here we go. What do you think? I will tell you. Number 10. This may be my favorite Japanese food experience. 本当に経験と思いますね. It's an experience. A cold beer and a few skewers of grilled chicken is an evening ritual for many of Japan's weekday warriors. Almost every part of the chicken is on the menu, all grilled to perfection, seasoned with either salt or a sweet soy sauce based sauce. The atmosphere of a restaurant is always enjoyable. The food may just be chicken on a stick, but like many things in Japan, the use, preparation, cooking, presentation are all specially Japanese, and that's what makes this a wonderful food and experience for foreigners in Japan. 10番どうでしたか? So, skewers っていう言葉を使いました。 それ、なんか刺し物? その棒?刺してる棒? A grilled chicken. Chicken 鳥ですね。 So, 焼き鳥。 And it's an evening ritual for many weekend warriors. So, サラリーマンは仕事終わって、なんか、あの、立ち食いの焼き鳥屋さん行って、and then、ビールと一緒になんか楽しむと思いますね。それ、食べ物も美味しいだけど、やっぱり、なんか雰囲気と、あの、経験もすごく大事ですね。あの、懐石、あの、ラーメン屋、あの、お好み焼き、自分でやる、あの、トンカツ、あの、まあ、もちろん肉もありますけど、やっぱり、日本的な肉の作り方も、本当にもう、一瞬も忘れられない経験と思いますね。So, which is your favorite out of the top 10? It's very difficult for me because they're all good. あなたの一番好きな和食は何でしょうか? What do you recommend? What do you think would be good? Everyone, good job today. This was lesson 23.Popular Japanese foods for foreigners. Next lesson 24.
何回でも何人にも頼まれたんですけど、lesson 24 will be 駅で使える英語。駅で困ってる外国人と使える英語と、駅員さんの使える英語も練習していこうと思ってますね。And don't forget,Lesson 23, ワークシート、あの、というより、あの、トランスクリプト、ほえご .com にあります。あと、皆さんのため、役立つポッドキャストになれるように、口コミかコメント、あの、iTunes か、ほえご .com に置いてください。Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Good job, everyone.もしコメントか質問があったら、ほえご .com 行って帰ってください。あそこのいる間、ワークシート、他のレッスンもありますよ。Good job! おもてなし英語を頑張ってください。See you!